We're back here at Lincoln Financial Field, joined by the Vice Admiral Sean Buck, Superintendent of the Naval Academy. Mr. Vice Admiral, honor to talk to you. How are you?
It's an honor,
it's
sir.
An honor to be here. It's a thrill to be here today.
Yeah.
What a level of passion at Link.
Yeah, and you guys are due. I mean, you had that big streak, and now they went the other way, so you got to get them this time.
We are due, but we've earned it. When we win today, we've earned the win. The gentlemen are playing really, really good, and they're really cohesive this year.
Yeah, they got a bowl game coming up soon after this. This has been a hell of a year for Navy.
Very good year.
You bet. And I just learned that the president of Kansas State University, who will play in the bowl, is retired four-star Air Force general.
Wow, how about that?
How about that?
So we'll have a little Air Force-Navy thing going on in Memphis.
That's a nice matchup, Kansas State. A little Big 12, not bad.
Yes,
good
sir.
Stuff. Good stuff.
What is your first Army Navy football memory?
My first memory was my plebe year in the fall of 1979, and that memory is that march on into Veterans Stadium.
Yeah,
it was surreal to me. Just bigger than life. The passion that was in that stadium that day, I'll never forget those chills I had, and I got them this morning.
Yeah. Mm. Now, you are the superintendent of the Naval Academy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you basically run the show there? Is that the way I would say that?
I do. I'm essentially the president of a university.
Okay.
So, and I'm also the commanding officer of everything in Annapolis, Maryland.
Can I ask you this, Admiral? Can I go Admiral or Vice Admiral? Doesn't matter. I can call you
just
Admiral.
Admiral.
Admiral is great. How difficult is it to get into Annapolis? If somebody wanted to get into Annapolis, I mean, I'm sure you got to go through a process. You got to have, I guess, the grades and all that. How difficult would it be to get into the Naval Academy?
It's pretty difficult. We get about 16,000 applications a year to
bring in
1,100 kids. And we're not looking for the smartest kid in the country. We're not looking for the best athlete. We're looking for the best person that's well-rounded. And so you can be a little bit lower on those scales. Good student.
Right, right.
Good character, good athlete. And those are the type of folks that will be good leaders out in the fleet.
You're a kid growing up and you're like, all right, I want to serve. How would you decide between – I know you're a little biased here, but how would you decide between the Navy and the Army?
So my dad was a naval officer. I told my dad when I was 8 years old I wanted to go to the Naval Academy. And I had visited West Point. I had visited Navy multiple times.
Right, right.
And the proximity to the sea, the proximity to population areas, because a lot of the world's population is now on the coast, and the ability to sail around the world was very attractive to me. So it was Navy all the way.
Mm. Wow.
And my dad told me I could fly in the Navy. I thought I had to go to the Air Force to fly, but my dad said I could do the best flying in the world in the Navy.
So you've flown as well?
Yes, sir. I'm an aviator.
Wow.
I've been an aviator for 36 years.
36 years. God bless you.
And my dad was an aviator, and my son is an aviator in the Navy.
It's in the family now.
Yeah, right,
It's a buck
it's a family
tradition.
Affair.
Right, right.
What's because Joe and I have not traveled the world. This may surprise you. We've traveled to, like, Philadelphia, to New York,
I try to
LA
stay in
once.
The country, to be very honest. Right. I'm not big on leaving the country. That's me.
But you've seen it all. You've seen the world. What's the coolest place you've been to of all the places you've been to?
The Arctic. And the Antarctic.
Really?
I've been in an airplane that's landed on every continent on Earth.
Wow.
And I would tell you the poles were the most surreal, cool places I've ever been.
Really? So you've flown everywhere?
Everywhere.
You personally as the pilot flying everywhere?
I'm not a pilot. I'm a naval flight officer.
Oh, I see.
I'm Goose. I'm the backseater. I'm the weapons officer, the navigator, the mission commander. But I've been in those airplanes that have landed there.
Now, have you flown combat missions and stuff like that?
I have, yes, sir. Many, many.
That's got to be quite the thing. I mean, just give me a little feel on what's that? There's got to be a lot of pressure and all of that, right?
In my community, very rewarding. We fly real high, and we're providing support to all the brave soldiers and soldiers on the ground down fighting and kicking down doors and taking out bad guys. Mm. We're providing them the intelligence of who's in that house, who's in that target, turn right, turn left. When to shoot, and that's a very rewarding feeling.
Yeah, wow.
Helping to save lives.
Guys are the best in the world.
Oh, my God.
Man. When you go to the Arctic, what are you doing in the Arctic? I know that sounds like such a dumb question, but I'm fascinated by this. You land in the Arctic, what are you doing there?
So I fly an aircraft that tracks and hunts adversary submarines.
Right.
And there's a lot of submarine activity and submarine warfare that goes on underneath the ice caps.
Really?
And so we're up there to exploit that and work with our submarine force and figure out where all those submarines are and what they might be doing.
So you're not going to the Arctic to see penguins or anything like that. This is some serious business here.
And you've been in the submarines, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's crazy. Spending like a lot of time under the water like that?
Absolutely not. And that's why I'm a naval aviator. God bless every submariner in the United States Navy.
Amen to that. That's got to be a very difficult thing.
I love those guys, but I'm happy they're doing it, and I'm not.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what's beauty. Everybody's got the thing that they do well. Exactly. Going high up or down under.
That's got to be difficult to be in a submarine.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go up than down.
Yes. And I also like lighting my hair on fire going real fast.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, that's great stuff. Really
amazing,
is.
Man.
We're gonna light our hair on fire today on the gridiron.
So you
watch.
So I don't want to get into, you know, gambling is legal in Jersey now. So I think it's, what is it, 11 and a half is the number today?
I saw it at 10 and a half.
10 and a half, so I should lay the points, right, Admiral?
Point spread. The game will be won with less than a touchdown.
Okay, so he's telling me to take
the
Army.
Points, right.
There you go.
Well, look at me.
take the points.
The last bunch of years, every game has been close.
Well, he said it. I mean, every game
it's
is
true.
Like that.
It really is.
This game is won by passion and grit.
Yeah, the records mean nothing in this game.
That's exactly
right.
They're
really true.
Well, we've said it before. Everybody should at least one time in their life come to an Army-Navy game. It's really awesome.
Navy players are coached one game at a time. Today, they're coached one play at a time.
Yeah.
Take it one step at a time. Play your game. Focus hard. And we'll prevail.
Great. Indeed.
Vice Admiral, it's an honor.
Thank really you. Is an honor.
I appreciate it, man.
Honor really to
is
be an here.
Honor.
Really
Go
is, Navy. Admiral. Thank you very
That's
much.
Right.
Great.
Vice Admiral Sean Buck, Superintendent of the Naval Academy.